Praise the Lord.
Bless the
And
Lord.
the scripture has been,
Bless the Lord.
read from Psalm 42, verse 11. And the topic this morning, hope in God and have faith in God.
Amen.
I just want to give an introduction on hope. Hope is not wishful thinking, but a confident expectation and assurance based in faith in God's promises. It is a deep trust. It is a deep trust that God has and a good plan for those who love Him and follow Him, even in the midst of suffering. This biblical hope is a powerful force that anchors the soul. Praise the Lord. Yeah. And so this morning, I'm so grateful that I can present this sermon to you. And when we read the scripture, why art thou cast down, and why art thou disquieted within us? Put your trust in God, for He is the anchor of our soul. And the word disquieted means troubled, uneasy, distracted in one's mind or spirit. But the psalmist David encouraged us that we are to have hope in God. God is the anchor for our soul, and we are to praise Him and give Him all the glory and the honor that is due unto His name. Micah 7 verse 7 says, I will look unto the Lord, I will wait for the Lord of my salvation. My God will hear me.
Yes,
and we know that God hears us. But sometimes we are so anxious, we want to do things before God answers. And that's a big problem. We get into trouble. But I'm encouraging us all this morning to wait. Wait is the anchor for our soul. Hope is the anchor. Trust in God. And wait.
Yeah.
Psalm 31:24, be of good courage, and He shall strengthen your heart, all he that hope in the Lord. You know, we are in a terrible time. We see things not right. Things are shifting into darkness in some places. But the Word of God, when we read the Word of God, it strengthens us. And many times we just phase away, but when we read of the Word of God, it just brings us back. Let a spark just come back into our soul. We get bright again, we sing, and we listen. You know, I don't sing, but I play the phone here. I put on CC Winehouse, and I will sing in the house here in my own little way. But I'm telling you, many, many times when I get into these praise and worship, my burdens get so, it just go away. I forget what was bothering me. And that's what the Lord wants us to do. And that's what I'm encouraging all of us to do this morning, especially young people. They're so easy to get downhearted, but I'm encouraging every one of us, and especially the young people this morning, trust in God. We know that things are not right as it used to be. People are losing their jobs without any explanation. They have their bills to pay, the mortgage, children to send to school to feed. But I'm encouraging those who are in that position this morning to just hope in God. Wait upon Him. And as our dear sister just sang the song, God will come true again. We don't know how, we don't know when,
He's right there for us. Yes.
And Psalm 146 says, happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord. Hope in the Lord. And don't bring us this far. Don't care what we are going through. He does not bring us this far to leave us now. Especially me at my old age, my gray head is not going to leave me. I just have hope in him, knowing that he's right there. He's the anchor. And I can hold on. I will not go under. We will not go under. We will not be defeated. We will not be dismayed. God is the anchor for whatever we are going through this morning. And Isaiah 41 verse 10, fear thou not, he's holding us up with his mighty right hand. Why are we going to be afraid? He promised us. He never go back on his word. He said, I will help you. He never go back on his word. And he's helping us this morning. Praise the Lord. And I love Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, and a present help when we are in trouble. He's here for us. And verse 10, be still and know that I am God.
I am God alone.
He's the mighty God. He's made the heavens and the earth. He put the stars in their places. The sun knows when to come up. It knows when to go down. The moon knows when to come up. It knows when to go away. God is a mighty God. And I thank him for his words this morning, for his promises. And I pray, God, that those who are here for the first time and hearing about you, that they will hope in God this morning, for he's our salvation.
Hallelujah.
And Isaiah 43, verse 30. We know Isaiah 43, and it about when we go through the fire and through the flood. God is there to deliver us. He will not let us be burnt, and he will not let the flood of waters take us away. It will not come over our head. We will not drown. God is there to cuddle with us. The water, the burning fire will not come upon us. He promised he'll never go back on his promises. So we just have to hold on, give him all the praise and the honor and the glory due unto his holy name. God is a good God. And he's here for each and every one of us. He is no respect of persons. So this morning, we just want to give his thanks and the glory to all of his name. I have a book here, and it says, Lord, when all around us look dark, remind us, it says remind me, but I'm including everybody. Remind us, the breath of hope will carry us over the present trouble into the future you have promised. What a beautiful promise. Let me read it.
Hallelujah.
All around us look dark. Remind us, the breath of hope will carry us over the present trouble into the future you have promised. What have you promised?
Praise the Lord.
God is a good God.
Yes.
He's a merciful Father. He's a forgiving Father. He do not condemn us. You know, we are not perfect. We mess up at times, but he's right there, stretching out his right hand, holding us up, forgiving us, loving us, providing for us, keeping us out of trouble. This morning, I'm so thankful that I'm here this morning, and I can speak of the goodness of God.
Amen.
God is a good God, deliverer. He sustains and he restores. Yes, he's the restoring business. He brings us out of our trouble and he set us on our good way. And so this morning, dear God, I just want to give you thanks and praise. I have been through it. I know what I'm talking about this morning. God has been good. Loving, kind, and wonderful. And Jesus that go back on his promise. So, so the word of God says, looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Sisters, we have hope in God, the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. The glorious appearing to me is very the Christ word. The grandful servant thou has been good in many things. Enter thou in. Praise the Lord. Let us all work for that assurance that we will be God and he will invite us and bless us. And and Romans 5:3-5, not so, for we glory in tribulations, also knowing that tribulation works with patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the Holy Spirit this morning. And we thank him for the love that he has shed abroad in our heart. Father, your merciful Father, we thank you. And we have a quote here from Emily Dixon. Hope is the thing with feathers that perches in the soul and sings the tune without the words, and never stops at all, and sweetest in the gale is heard. Praise the Lord. Hope is it perches in our soul this morning, and sings the tune without words. You know, sometimes we just groan. We just groan, but God knows it all. For how he make us. You know, we pray sometimes without our words. We will be in the supermarket and we see something and underneath the bread we just, Lord, have mercy. Lord, take care of that situation. Look here where we are. We don't have to open our mouth wide. We just pray inside the soul. What a good God he is. So he made man. He made us out of the dust of the ground. He breathed into us. Imagine that. Look how mighty God is. Breathe to our nostril the breath of life, and we become a living soul. Praise the Lord this morning for his greatness and for his goodness. And what I want to touch on this morning about Joseph, when Joseph for us sold him into slavery, so that he threw him into the pit. And look how God used Joseph. And I'm encouraging young people this morning again to believe in God, have hope in him. Egypt was a pagan country. And look, God used a man, I don't want to say of his own heart, but he used a man who feared Joseph, believing in God. And look how he went to send that young man to Egypt. He knew that there would be a famine. And he wisdom and knowledge to train all the corn all those years that he would feed the people. And God spared his life so that he could see his brethren again. And they were afraid. And let me read it. Genesis in just a minute. And God told his brethren, when Joseph told his brethren, he said that, and when Joseph's brethren saw that their father was dead, they said, Joseph will get out of that no one. So, and Joseph said unto them, fear not, for am I in the place of God? But as for you, he thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good to bring to pass, as it is this day, to save much people alive. Mm-hmm. What a wonderful God he is. So yeah. I'm encouraging the young people today. People will lie on you, will tell terrible lies on you. Do not argue with them. God is fighting your battle. He said it. He will fight for you. All you have to do is be still. God has a plan for each and every one of us lives. He had that great plan for Joseph. And you young men and women today, God has great plans for you too. When you are lied upon, when they say all kind of evil against you, when they do all things to stop your success, God has a plan. All you have to do is be still. He's fighting the battles today for each and every one of us. So, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And this morning, my devotion, my Jesus Calling devotional book by Sarah Young. Behold, when I open it this morning, today is the 27th, I'm going to read it. It says, hope is a golden cord connecting you to heaven. This cord helps you build your head up high, even when multiple trials are buffeting you. I never leave your side, and I never let go of your hand. But without a cord of hope, your head may slump and your feet may shuffle as you journey uphill with me. Hope lifts your perspective from your weary feet to the glorious view you can see from the high road. You are reminded that the road we are traveling together is ultimately a highway to heaven. When you consider this radiant destination, the roughness or smoothness of the road ahead becomes much less significant. I am training you to hold on. I'm training you to hold in your heart a dual focus, my continual presence and the hope of heaven. Isn't that wonderful? Praise the Lord. Yes. I said, when I saw it this morning, I said, oh my God. And the scriptures are Romans 12, verse 2, 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 8, Hebrews 6, 18 to 19. God is a good God.
Bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Such a wonderful God working in the wonders of us all. So we thank God for today. And we just want to keep
believing
and pray to encourage one another in the words of God. For the word of God is powerful. The word of God delivers. It saves. It provides. It heals. It protects. It prospers us. Praise God for his mighty deeds this morning. Thank you, Lord, for his excellent goodness. Yes. Praise the Lord. All who have breath, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. I got breath. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise the name of 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 Jesus. Praise the name of
And his mercies endured forever. So all we have to do is just take him at his words, continue to read back his words to him, and trust him, and have hope. And he will see us through. And I just want to thank Sister Danielle for that song this morning. I did not write it all down, but it says he will do it again. Yes, he will do it again.
Amen.
Hold on. Just hold on. Mighty and powerful hands this morning. So thank you all for listening to me. I tried my best.
Hallelujah.